Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment on Thoughts on the 3 Weeks. We, of course, know that the 3 Weeks, the period in between Shivasar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, is a period of mourning. We know that as the days progress, the level of mourning increases from the general 3 Weeks to the 9 days, from starting from Rosh Chodesh Av to the week on which Tisha B'Av falls, to Erev Tisha B'Av, the day before Tisha B'Av, to Tisha B'Av itself. We know there's a progression of mourning. One of the most difficult things about the 3 weeks is it's very hard to relate to what exactly we are mourning. It brings to mind the famous story told when, thank God, the Israeli army got back the Kotel. That the story goes that there were religious soldiers that were just passionately coming up to the wall, emotionally embracing it, crying upon it, that they had the great schus, they had the great merit to be back in this section of Yerushalayim, back at the Kotel HaMaravi, a beautiful thing. And there were two secular soldiers standing further back, and one of them is crying. And the other soldier says to him, what are you crying for? And his answer is, ani boche al ma shani lo boche. I'm crying about the fact that I'm not crying. In other words, I feel like I'm missing something here. I don't even appreciate the drama and excitement of this moment. And in many ways, that's something that we can reflect on during the 3 weeks. It's really hard for us to access what it is to mourn for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. In our lifetimes, we never had a Beis HaMikdash. We hopefully will soon, but it's hard to know what we're missing if we never experienced it. So what I'd like to do, probably for a few days now, is just share some thoughts about what it was to have a temple, what it was to have a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's something a little bit that we can reflect on. So the first comment I'd like to share is from Shamshon Rafael Hirsch. Hirsch explains that the whole concept of service in the Beis HaMikdash was patterned to be a model for the Jewish people as to how they were to view their relationship with God and their lives in general. So a very common phrase that shows up in the Torah when it discusses a certain korban, a certain offering, is that it should be lechem yishel Hashem. It should be an offering of pleasure before God. You have the phrase reach nichoach, that something should be a fine fragrance before God in the service of the korbanos, or the Beis HaMikdash. And so Rav Hirsch says those two models are mishalim, in some sense analogous to what our service of God is supposed to be day in, day out, whether we're at the temple or not, that our lives should be alechem yishel Hashem. Our mitzvos should be Reach nichoach l'Hashem, a fine fragrance before Him. So this whole idea that there was a place that you could go to day in, day out, and there were special services being done at the times of the first temple with miracles left and right, but there were special services being done like clockwork just to find favor in God's eyes, and that you knew that any day of the year these things were going on. There were kohanim, there was rotations, people were coming on specific days to do this. And you could come and you could visit it. And Klal Yisrael would come for the Shalosh Regalim, for the pilgrimage holidays, 3 times a year to just be there and experience it. And that's a mashal for what our life is like with God day in, day out. Just an interesting thing to reflect on and to think about. The Sfas Emes, along similar lines, the Sfas Emes says that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, one purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, is it shows the tremendous affinity that God has for the Jewish people. What a powerful thing to think about. You know, sometimes, whatever events might be going on in Israel or in different anti-Semitic things in Europe or elsewhere, you know, sometimes the thought probably occurs to us like, you know, does God care? Where is God? Why are these things happening? And we know we believe in God, and we know that God has a special affinity for the Jewish people. We just don't know why these things are happening. To go to a majestic place, you know, Lahavdil, we have our places of worship. Baruch Hashem, we have shuls, wonderful. You know what? The other faiths have their places of worship too, lahavdil. To go to one place in what we see as the holiest city in the world, and to see this building, this sacred, sacred building, and the majesty of the place, and that this is just this reminder that there's a special relationship between Israel and God, and then, like Rav Hirsch says, it obligates me to lead my life in a certain way. These are very worthwhile things to reflect on, and something we don't have today. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.